Joy Reid over on MSNBC, the angry black woman who wears a Donald Trump wig and who openly admits that the only reason she went to Harvard is because they recruited her out of high school to increase their diversity as part of their affirmative action program, was just caught on a hot mic admitting the truth about old Joe live on the air.
Over the weekend, President Biden said he's ready to take action if Congress is serious about solving the border issue.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And Congress needs to get it done.
Starting another f***ing war.
Now, I bleeped that because unlike MSNBC, I run a family-friendly show around here. But during a SOT, as it's called in the television business, a sound on tape, basically just a clip, the producer usually mutes the host's mic so that if they want to take a drink of water, they're going to look through the papers on their desk, or they can talk with the floor manager or the producer, that's not going to go out on air. But the producer forgot to mute her mic, and she couldn't help but blurt out the obvious about Joe Biden's bumbling foreign policy. And like nearly everything Democrats say, the reality is exactly the opposite. And here's old Joe on the campaign trail in 2020, warning that if people voted for Donald Trump, that he would get us involved in more wars in the Middle East.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Well, there certainly was a lot at stake, and you definitely blew it all. And speaking of hot mics and foreign policy, remember when Barack Obama was caught on one back in 2012, talking with the president of Russia at the time, saying that he has to wait until after the election in order to actually implement the kind of foreign policy that he really wants, because if he does what he really wants, that might cost him some votes.
My last election, yeah. After my election, I have more flexibility.
This is my last election, he said, and after that he'll have more flexibility because, well, then he'll be a lame duck and he won't have to care what the voters think. Just like he flip-flopped on same-sex marriage until after his election because, as his senior advisor David Axelrod would later openly admit, they knew that that issue wasn't going to go over very well, particularly with black voters, and so he pretended to be against it until after his election.
Define marriage.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian...
As a Christian, he says.
For me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. And notice it's not just the Democrats who flip-flopped on this, but virtually every single Republican member of Congress and supposed conservative mainstream talk show host as well, who now are more liberal on the issue today than the Democrat Party was back when Obama was first elected. Another interesting hot mic moment was when Kris Krispy Kreme was caught admitting the obvious that Nikki Haley was going to get smoked, not only in the debates, but in the Republican primary. And speaking of conservative ink, Ben Shapiro was caught on a hot mic during a live stream that he thought had wrapped up, but it was still going, telling the producer to cut out a certain segment before the archive went up because he had called the LGBTQ plus community weird. And that's just too hardcore. That's too hateful for Ben Shapiro, the leader in the culture war in the conservative movement. So he had to have the producer cut out that awful hate speech. Don't want to be calling these people weird. That's going way too far. That's too far right. Got to tone it down and make it more milquetoast for the Daily Wire. And by the way, Ben Shapiro is worth over $50 million at this point, probably closer to $100 million, no joke. He's unfathomably wealthy, but he's still afraid to lose a sponsor. That might cost him a few thousand dollars. Would you like to further embarrass yourself, Ben? Maybe something regarding foreign policy?
They say that I want America to fight wars for Israel. Nope. First of all, Israel can take care of herself.
A few moments later.
If Israel is forced to the wall, the possibility of nuclear exchange is extremely high. That is why it is very important that the United States provide the material aid to Israel.
Material aid, meaning money, equipment, aircraft carriers, and soldiers.
And that they also dissuade Hezbollah from getting in. It's why Joe Biden has been warning Hezbollah not to get in. That's what's happening right now. Nobody is calling for America to go to war with Iran.
I would bomb Iran's oil infrastructure. The money financing terrorism comes from Iran. It's time for this terrorist state to pay a price for financing and supporting all this chaos.
What they should be doing is going after every ounce of production of those missiles, wherever those missiles...
They, meaning the Obama administration, neocon Nikki Haley, Ben Shapiro's spirit animal, also wants us to get involved in the Middle Eastern conflicts.
So, Czar, you take that out. You does keep right. you does take out the training sites. You go and you.
But does that risk escalating a war?
Does that mean striking Iran directly?
It means striking the resources that are allowing them to hurt our troops.
That's a yes. That's the way that a politician says yes. Of course.
To what you're doing. It's not
they're
going after the.
They're backed by Iran. Iran
absolutely.
Says they're not declaring the shots, but Iran's training them. They're providing intelligence. They're providing weapons.
And this goes
there
back.
Would be no Hamas without Iran, Hezbollah without Iran, or Houthis without Iran.
But
yes, you're going.
Iran is a really big escalation.
You have to be strategic. It's not starting a war. It's actually preventing war.
It's not starting a war. It's preventing a war. Just like in Orwell's 1984, war is peace. Lindsey Graham, who you don't even want to think how much leverage foreign countries have on him, Jeffrey Epstein style, is always doubling and tripling down on his plans for Iran, posting this on Twitter just a few days ago to hit Iran now and hit them hard. And Nikki Haley, if you missed it, is siding with the Marxist Democrats regarding the latest verdict in the E. Jean Carroll case, which awarded her $83 million that the courts are going to try to make Donald Trump pay her for calling her a whack job after she spewed her nonsense about him.
I absolutely trust the jury, and I think that they made their decision based on the evidence. I just don't think that should take him off the ballot. I think the American people will take him off the ballot. I think that's the best way to go forward is not let him play the victim, let him play the loser. That's what we want him to do at the end of the day.
Imagine saying with a straight face that you absolutely believe the jury's decision in that case. That is almost as bad as believing O.J. Simpson is innocent. At this point, everyone except for her donors, which are mostly Democrats and rhinos and neocons, are tired of Nikki. This happened on the campaign trail the other day in her home state of South Carolina, where she will epically lose the primary in a few weeks to Donald Trump, of course.
That's the only way we will get that done. None of us want new wars. None of us want new wars.
Where's your money coming from? Reid Hoffman on LinkedIn. We know where your money's coming from, Nikki. We know. And we're sticking with wars. We want America first.
He mentioned Reid Hoffman, who's the billionaire founder or co-founder of LinkedIn. And that's also the guy, by the way, who has been funding E. Jean Carroll's lawsuits against Donald Trump. No actual Republican would spew such nonsense like this, talking about the now 30 million illegal aliens who have invaded the United States.
We don't need to be disrespectful. We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not. They're families that want a better life, and they're desperate to get here.
Families, she says. Yes, look at these nice families coming to America. All a bunch of military-aged men. Virtually all of the photos, all of the videos show all of the caravans of the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands who just keep pouring in every month. Virtually all of them are military-aged men. And speaking of the immigration problem, the invasion problem, what do you think of my new Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, which you can order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. I made it look like an old hotel neon no vacancy sign, and it's probably going to get banned for hate speech, so order them while you can at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.